Welcome to the Pit Cop Podcast. Today, we're taking a deep dive into what might seem like a simple subject, but is actually this whole cozy, colorful world of apron crafting.
It really is. It's this incredibly rewarding journey.
Packed with so much creativity and function and, you know, personality.
Exactly. And we're drawing from some amazing material here from Pitcot. We've got excerpts from their best-selling ebook, Stitches and Style, The Art of Apron Crafting.
And it's such a positive and, I think, accessible craft.
Totally. It doesn't matter if you're like a stitching superstar or if you've never even touched a sewing machine, there's an entry point for you.
That's what I love about it. There's a design for every single mood and every moment, which means you can really make something that's uniquely you.
Absolutely. And if you want that complete guide, the full breakdown, it is a bestseller and you can download it right now at www.pitcot.com/books.
Okay, so let's get into it. My first thought when I hear apron is, you know, that standard full coverage kitchen bib.
The classic.
Yeah, but Pitcot makes it really clear that function dictates the fashion here. There are what, literally hundreds of patterns out there?
Oh, hundreds. But you can narrow it down pretty quickly. The guide boils it down to four main styles, and it all comes down to what you're actually going to use it for.
Okay, so let's start with something for, you know, light work.
That would be the half apron, sometimes called a waist apron. It's perfect for things where you just need pockets, not massive spill protection.
Like for gardening. Or maybe serving.
Exactly. You can snatch your phone, some tools, a notepad. They're super practical and quick to make.
But okay, if I'm doing something messy, like I'm baking sourdough and there's flour everywhere.
Right, a flour explosion.
A half apron is not going to cut it.
No, definitely not. For that, you need the full-length chef apron. These are the all-business, heavy-duty options.
With coverage.
Complete coverage, chest down to your knees. They're built to take a beating. You know, reinforced seams, durable pockets.
Now, I've always found that the ones that tie behind your neck can get really uncomfortable after a few hours. They just start to dig in.
Yes. And that brings us to the third style, which is probably the most popular one right now for that exact reason, the crossback apron.
Ah, I love those.
Pitcot points out that they're not just stylish. They are, and this is the key, easy on the shoulders.
So it distributes the weight.
It does. All that strain from the straps gets spread across your back instead of being focused on one spot on your neck. It's a huge difference for comfort.
That's a great detail. And the last category.
The last one is just adorable. It's the kids' aprons.
Oh.
And they're not just tiny adult aprons. They're designed for kids with things like simpler ties or maybe an elastic neck so they can put it on themselves. A great way to get them involved.
So once you have the style, it's all about the fabric. And you can get such different vibes. A cute cotton print, sturdy canvas, that soft linen look.
The material choice changes everything.
Let's talk about that sturdy canvas. If I'm making a grilling apron, something really durable, what am I getting into? Is it hard to work with?
That's a great question. It's a step up in difficulty for sure. Canvas is tough, which is what you want, but your machine needs to be ready for it.
So I can't use my standard needle.
You break it in a second. You have to switch to a denim or a heavy-duty needle, a size 16 or 18 usually. That's a non-negotiable.
That's such a practical tip. What about cotton? So many aprons are made of cotton.
It's the most forgiving, absolutely. But Pitcot stresses one critical step. You must pre-wash it.
Ah, the shrinkage.
The shrinkage is real. If you sew it first and then wash it, your seams will pucker, the whole thing will get warped, and it just won't be right. Pre-washing is key.
That's the kind of thing that separates a homemade project from a handmade one, right? That little professional step.
It really is. It ensures the thing you made will actually last.
Okay, so we have our style. We have our fabric. Now we need the blueprint, the pattern. It can feel a little overwhelming, but there's some clear places to look.
Yeah, and the guide's big secret here is that, you know, the internet is your best friend.
Of course.
You can find a ton of great free patterns, which are perfect for practice. And then you have what the guide calls the fancy downloadable ones.
Well, it makes them fancy.
Usually more detail. They'll have step-by-step photos, maybe video links for the tricky parts, and more size options.
I do still like the old school option, though. Going to a fabric shop and looking through those big design books.
Oh, yeah. There's something so satisfying about that. Flipping through the pages, feeling the paper patterns. It's a whole experience.
And speaking of old school, there's this huge trend right now, isn't there? The vintage comeback.
A massive comeback. Vintage apron patterns are incredibly popular.
Specifically from what time period?
We're talking about the designs from the 1920s all the way through the 1960s. That whole stretch.
Why that window? What's so special about those 40 years?
It's this really charming connection to the history of the home. The 20s and 30s had these like delicate little tea aprons, more decorative. Then after the war, in the 50s and 60s, you get those big, bold, colorful, full coverage aprons that just scream classic Americana.
It's that connection to the past, I think. This idea of sewing an apron just like your great-grandma wore.
Exactly. It's about that handmade spirit. You're not just making a utility item. You're kind of making a piece of family history. It feels more permanent.
Which leads perfectly into customization. This is where you go off pattern a little and make it truly your own.
This is where, as Pitcott says, the fun really begins. You're putting a little piece of yourself into every stitch.
And the most practical customization has to be the pockets, right?
Oh, 100%. Store-bought aprons never get the pockets right. They're always too high or too low.
So what's the secret to getting the perfect pocket height?
The rule of thumb is to let your arm hang relaxed at your side. The top of the pocket should be right where your wrist naturally rests.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
Simple, but brilliant. I'm writing that down.
It means you're not bending or reaching awkwardly. It's just there.
Okay, so beyond function, what about just making it look amazing? True wearable art.
Well, you can go beyond just using fun fabrics. The guide suggests things like adding piping around the edges for a really clean, tailored look.
Ooh, that sounds professional.
It does. And then there's embroidery. A few simple hand stitches can totally transform an apron.
Is that hard for a beginner?
Not at all. A simple chain stitch or some French knots to add your initials or maybe a little flower motif. It elevates the whole piece.
So you're really creating something that's one of a kind, which is why they make such perfect gifts. They're just made with so much love.
Exactly. And remember, for more ideas on patterns and customization, you can always find a ton of inspiration by visiting www.pitcott.com.
Okay, let's pivot for a second. Let's talk about a totally different method, one that doesn't even need a sewing machine.
The whimsical world of crocheted aprons.
Yes. They're making a huge splash right now.
They really are. And we need to be clear, these are not your grandma's old stiff doilies.
Yeah.
The modern patterns are so creative. They use different yarns to create these beautiful contemporary designs with a lovely drape.
And there's a real range, isn't there? You can still find those delicate, lacy styles that are almost more for decoration.
You can, but the really exciting thing is the thicker, more modern textures that can actually hold their own in the kitchen.
But how durable is a crocheted apron, really?
It all comes down to the fiber. Pitcott recommends a 100% worsted weight cotton or maybe a cotton bamboo blend.
So something washable and absorbent.
Exactly. Something that won't melt if it gets near the stove. So definitely not acrylic for this project. Hmm. And you'll want to use a hook size that gives you a nice dense fabric, not something loose and holy.
Is this really beginner friendly, though? If you've never crocheted?
This is one of the most encouraging things in the guide. It is super beginner friendly.
Really?
Most of the patterns, especially for a half apron, only use a few basic stitches. The chain, the single crochet, that's about it.
So you learn a couple of fundamentals and you can make a whole thing.
Absolutely. You could whip up a simple, cute half apron in a weekend. It's such a satisfying project with a really quick payoff.
That kind of instant gratification is so important when you're learning a new skill. It keeps you going.
It does. It feels less like a huge commitment and more like just a fun, productive way to spend an afternoon.
So let's wrap this up by talking about something that's maybe less about the craft itself and more about the crafters. Community.
Yes. Crafting can feel like a solitary thing, but as the guide says, everything's better when you've got company.
Even if that company is online.
Especially online. The crafting communities on Instagram, on Facebook, they're huge and so supportive.
And what do people get from them? It's more than just posting a picture of your finished apron, right?
Oh, it's immediate troubleshooting. You're stuck with a stubborn hem, or your machine is skipping stitches on that canvas we talked about.
There's always someone who's been there.
Always someone who has the answer. It removes so much of the frustration that can make you want to quit.
And it's also just encouragement, isn't it?
It's so much encouragement. You post a picture of your first finished project, and you'll get dozens of people cheering you on. It turns that private effort into a shared celebration.
So when we boil it all down, what this means for you, the person listening, is that making an apron is so much more than just making something to protect your clothes.
It's about expressing your style. It's about learning a new skill and feeling that real pride when you tie the strings on something you made with your own two hands.
And it welcomes everyone, no matter your experience or your style.
It really does. And I think the beauty of it whether you're sewing or crocheting, is that it's so accessible, but there's always room to grow.
Right.
That simple little apron you make this weekend, that could be the start of a brand new passion, something really beautiful.
A world of patterns and fabrics is out there waiting for you. Just, you know, dive in and have fun with it.
And don't forget, you can grab the best-selling ebook, Stitches in Style, right now at www.pitcott.com/yourbooks to get all the details. And you can explore all the other resources and inspiration Pitcott has at www.pitcott.com.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast.